Hey baby. Yeah, I'm already in bed. You're actually, wait, what time is it? You're kind of late from work. You're super late from work. Yeah, baby, what? Is everything okay? Did something happen? I'm not sure I believe you, love. You look exhausted. Like, your face. No, it's not a roast. No, baby, I'm not roasting you. It's an observation, and it means that I'm a little worried, and also, the love of my life. No, don't laugh at that. The love of my life is arriving home super late, and they're not only looking really fucking tired, but they're denying it, so. Please tell me what's up. No, baby, you telling me your problems is never gonna bother me. No, and baby, you can't just say it was a normal day and then arrive at, what time is it? 9:30, which admittedly isn't that late, like, in the grand scheme of things, but it's still way later than you normally come home. Baby. I know you had that big project. Well, not big. Oh, okay, well, maybe big in the future, but it was new right now, right? Yeah, no, I knew about that. Yeah. What? Oh, honey. Oh, baby, that sucks. Oh my god. Oh, people are assholes. No, I'm sorry, baby. No, you shouldn't have to deal with stuff like that. Your client is a piece of shit. Yeah, he is. Him and his whole company can fuck off. Yeah. Baby, you're human. You're not some sort of robot that can churn out whatever the client wants at every given moment, at any given second, because they seem to think that. No, you shouldn't have to live your life constantly refreshing your email because this dickhead with an obvious superiority complex wants to demand anything and everything from you every day. It's not how it should work. Yeah. Baby. No wonder you look tired. They're gonna drive you crazy. I'm sorry, love. Come here. I love you. My poor baby. Tell me what, I made dinner. I actually left the leftovers for you and they're still in the oven. Yeah, residual heat and all that. Yeah. I made the lasagna that you love so much. Yeah. Your mom gave me the recipe on Thanksgiving. Admittedly, my grandma would be a little bit pissed off with some of the ingredients. But I'll let it slide because it tastes good. I like your mom. And also, it makes you happy. Fuck. I could kiss you forever. Okay. Yeah. Just waiting for you. Yeah. I love you too. Yeah. Come on, I'll get up and we'll have dinner. Me? Oh no, I already ate, baby. Yeah. Well, sorry, I had texted you and you hadn't replied, so I just assumed something had gone down at work. No, don't worry. Yeah. What? Oh. Yeah, no. Okay, no. Baby, no problem, yeah. Yeah, you have a quick dinner. Decompress for a bit after your horrible day and just relax. When you finish, I'll be waiting for you in bed with plenty of love to give. Okay? Baby, honey, of course I don't mind. You wanting to have dinner alone after such a stressful day? Why would I get angry at that? Baby, you had a horrible day and just want to have a minute to yourself. Just because we're together and live together doesn't mean I have to wait. No, baby. You're allowed to have your space without me getting mad, okay? I'm never gonna get busy at you just because you want a little bit of silence, a little bit of space. It's normal. Yeah. Maybe it's what makes us a healthy relationship, isn't it? Yeah. No, I'll never get mad at something like that. I promise. I love you, okay? I do. No rush. Take your time. Relax. Enjoy dinner. And I'll be here. Yeah. I actually really want to finish my book. So, thank you for that. One last time. I promise. I'm not gonna get mad. I'm not mad. Now go eat because I made a fucking good lasagna. And if you don't try it, I'm gonna be mad. I'm joking, I won't. But please go have dinner. Yeah. I'll wait here. Hey. Welcome back, baby. Get in. I warmed up the bed for you. I missed you. What? Huh? Oh. Yeah. I'm wearing your sweatshirt. I love it. It's soft and it's warm. And it smells like you. And the cologne I like. And it makes me miss you less. But now that you're in bed, I'm gonna have to take it off. Yeah, baby. You do know you're a furnace, right? I overheat if I'm wearing anything warmer than the smallest tank top if I'm sleeping with you. Baby, it's like cuddling a... No, let me finish. It's like cuddling a fireplace. Yeah. No, I love it, though. Sleeping with you in the winter is a good investment. I know you like this view better. Perv. you just want to cuddle today? Hmm? That's okay, baby. Yeah. You know, there's nothing I love more than just being with you. You know what? Maybe let's shift for a little while. Yeah. You lay your head on my lap. I'll play with your hair and make sure you're nice and relaxed while I just read my book. And then, yeah. In the position your mom's comfortable. Yeah. And as long as you want. Yeah. I'll make sure the stress goes away. And whenever you get too sleepy, we'll just move again. So we're cuddling in a way that you can fall asleep. Whether that's with my head on your chest or your head in mine. I'd kiss your entire face if I could. Okay. Stop kissing me like that before I get distracted. Yeah. I'll prop myself up. And you... your head on my lap. Just like that. We'll stay like this until you get sleep. So smooth, baby. You want me to trace patterns on your back? Yeah. Your wish is my command, baby. The people in the street are loud today. They don't normally don't drive at this time. I love you, baby. Thank you. Let me put this down. How do you want to lay? My head on your chest. Okay. That's perfect. I love you, baby. Sleep well. Tomorrow we sleep in. I'll make you pancakes or eggs with bacon or oatmeal. Whatever you're craving, baby. I'll make you good breakfast. I'll make sure you. Make sure you feel all the love I feel for you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Mm-hmm.